one evening MacGregor was telling all his pals how much he hated girls, despised their golden curls. "You wouldn't catch me with a lass, you bet your life," said he. "Girls possess no charm for me." Just then a chap at Mac began to leer, picked up his cane and said to him, "Come here, hold your hand out, naughty boy, hold your hand out, naughty boy. Last night in the pale moonlight I saw you, with a bonny wee lassie in the park. You were strolling full of joy, and you told her you never kissed a girl before. Hold your hand out, naughty boy."
You know, MacGregor is a bit of a warrior, all right. The other morning when Mac got down to breakfast, his wife had said to him, "What kept you so late last night, Mac? I was wearying for you." "Well," says Mac, "I stayed down at the office for just an hour or two. You see, I had some very pressing work to do. Aye, very pressing." Just then the saucy servant lass standing near stooped down and whispered into Mac's ear, "Hold your hand out, naughty boy. Hold your hand out, naughty boy. Last night in the pale moonlight I saw you, with a bonny wee lassie in the park. You were strolling full of joy, and you told her you never kissed a girl before. Hold your hand out, naughty boy." You know, last year MacGregor went over to Paris on business, and my word, but he had a lively time there. You know, when at last he got home, his wife said to him, "Tell me, John, when you were in Paris, did you always think of me? Did you? Well, that was a poser for poor John. However, he put on a very serious face and said, "Yes, Maggie, I always thought of you. In fact, for you I was pining night and day." Unfortunately, to spoil it all, at that very moment, Mac's old phonograph began to play, "Hold your hand out, naughty boy. Hold your hand out, naughty boy. Last night in the pale moonlight I saw you, with a bonny wee lassie in the park. You were strolling full of joy, and you told her you never kissed her before. Hold your hand.